Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It is, of course, the 25th day of October 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up, we have the professor who founded many years ago the Project Censored. We'll talk about some of the top 25 censored stories right now. And in the meantime, of course, we'll have open phones and be taking your calls. There is so much news that needs to be covered. U.S. says more GIs may be needed in Iraq. They went down to 133,000. They boosted back up to around 150,000. And now they're talking about tens of thousands more troops that are needed in Iraq. Meanwhile, they're claiming that in the next 18 to 24 months, they're going to remove most of the troops, and the news media is calling this a bold new policy change. They said a year ago they were going to phase out the troops in the next 2 years. They said a year before that, 2 years ago, they were going to phase down in the next 2 years. Well, 2 years is here, and they always call it a bold new stance, and the White House caves in, and then they just sucker us for another year or two and then say the same thing. You know, it's coming up on 4 years. Let me see, in 1, 2, 3, 4, in 4 months, in about 4.5 months, it'll be 4 years that we've been in Iraq. U.S. says more GIs may be needed in Iraq. Also, U.S. naval war games off the Iranian coastline, a provocation which could lead to war. I mentioned the Reuters article about this yesterday, about Iran being upset about it. Michael Chalcedosky's written a detailed report on it for Global Research, and we'll be going over that report in the next segment. We've talked a lot about this over the years, but now it's in a whole bunch of major U.S. and British newspapers. Men who use mobile phones face increased risk of infertility. They're microwaves. All the major studies show that it hurts you. In fact, there are major scientific studies done by the phone companies, by the cell phone companies and cell phone makers, hardware manufacturers, where they admit that if you use an average cell phone, some are more powerful, some are less powerful in their radiation dispersal, that if you use it for more than 5 minutes, your brain in that localized area heats more than 1 degree. It's almost 2 degrees. I forget it was 1 point something. I read about that several times over the years. No debating it. Just type in cell phones heat brain. And the testicles, of course, are on the outside of the body so that they remain cool for the male reproductive pollen to produce, the sperm. And when you stick a cell phone in your pocket, you ever tried even when a cell phone is you know, you're not talking on it, but it's on, and you're laying it next to electrical equipment, how it makes monitors buzz and wiring buzz, and I mean, it puts out waves that strong. Have you noticed how it makes computers that crazy? I mean, that's how it is, a transmitter, a microwave transmitter. And listen, I got one right here. I got hands-free, and I don't use the phone a lot. I don't stay on the phone very long when I do conversations. But it's still really bad for me, and a lot of times I'm so busy driving down the road, I don't have time to put the hands-free on. I don't walk around like the Borg with it on. So a lot of times I just put it up to my head. You see, I can't even control myself. And I'm frying. I put it in my pocket. I'm frying the family jewels. Frying it all. You see, I'm a stupid slave. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This report, I was ranting about it in the last segment for stations that just joined us. Men who use mobile phones face increased risk of infertility. And this, of course, was out of the major newspaper in the UK, the Daily Mail, but I did see a whole bunch of articles on this, even in the United States, yesterday, covering these studies, and there are literally hundreds of them. Men who use mobile phones could be risking their fertility, warn researchers. A new study shows a worrying link between poor sperm and the number of hours a day that a man uses his mobile phone. And they've done scientific tests where they show the corona, that is the blast zone of high-powered microwave radiation that comes off a phone, and within about a foot, it's a circle, about a foot around the average phone. Some are worse, some are... Some put out more, some put out less radiation. It is high-powered, very high-powered. And then for several feet around that, it gives you a nice dose, but doesn't actually heat tissues. We're talking about radiation so powerful. And by radiation, I don't mean nuclear radiation. The sunlight is radiation. Any particles that are being projected at the speed of light is considered radiation. We're talking about cell phone radiation. Being almost identical to the wavelength of your microwave. It causes the molecules to move in a friction pattern, thus heating water molecules. You're 70% water. Men are 70%. Women are about 74%. With proper hydrations, I guess most of us studies show are really, a lot of men are about 67%, a lot of women are at 70. That's how we're killing ourselves. But a side issue, and so that microwave makes the molecules in your brain, you put it up to your ear, jiggle. They start moving faster. And the water molecules heat up, and the average cell phone user, after 5 minutes, shooting through the brain, luckily the skull is thick and does deflect some of it, heats it over a degree. You're actually cooking your brain. Again, major studies. And really, I should talk more about issues like this. Men who use mobile phones be risking their fertility, warn researchers. A new study shows a worrying link between poor sperm and the number of hours a day a man uses his mobile phone. Those who made calls on a mobile phone for more than 4 hours a day had the worst sperm counts and the poorest quality sperm, according to results released at the American Society of Reproductive Medicine annual meeting in New Orleans. Doctors believe the damage could be caused by the electromagnetic radiation emitted by handsets or the heat they generate. Now, again, what's causing the heat? The electromagnetic radiation. What is the radiation? It is microwave. Now, the older cell phones that you would, you know, mount the big box in the back of your car or under your seat, that was, according to people I've talked to, more of a radio wave, but still a high-powered direct radio wave, and still not too good for you. And again, this is not debatable. At big radio stations, and I've been out to towers, I've been at stations as a guest where the station is at the tower, it is behind a huge metal-shielded door. And when they're going to do work anywhere near the transmitter in that room, they turn the station off. That's why engineers will go in at 3 a.m. When there's the lowest listening period, and they will turn off a big AM or FM transmitter. Now, sure, if you've got some little 100-watt FM or 1-watt AM, you don't really need to turn it off because you're still getting radiation from it, but it's not known to burn you. If you get into a room with a 50,000-watt AM transmitter or a 100,000-watt FM transmitter, it will burn you. Just standing near it will burn your skin. You understand? You will get a suntan from it. Okay? And, again, that's just the transmitter itself and the power source then transmitting out the antenna. And with AM, the entire stick is the antenna. With FM, it's little prongs and little arrays up on the top of the tower because it's line of sight. Huge shortwave transmitters are the same way. You don't get near them. If you're going to work on them, you power them down. If you're going to get in the room, you power them down. Now, in the old days, they didn't know this, and they'd stick the radio engineers right in there with them, and those people got cancer. I'm already digressing. The point is, they introduce it to us. They introduce these technologies. We use them. We don't care. We get addicted to them. Hell, I know cigarettes will give you lung cancer and it's really bad for you. And it's just terrible. But I've had an ongoing battle since I was 13 years old smoking cigarettes. You know, since my friend's older brother gave us a pack of Marlboros and we went and smoked them in the woods and coughed our guts out. Real soon, I got addicted and, you know, I'll quit for 4 years and start back for 2 years. I mean, I guess since I was 13, I've smoked about 10 years. So there's been a lot of years. There's been as many years I haven't smoked as there's been years I have smoked. There's actually been double the years I haven't smoked compared to the 10 years. I've actually counted it up, though. You know, I quit for 4 years, quit for a year, quit for 2 years, start back for 2 years, 3 years. And I'm an idiot. I mean, I got addicted, I used them, I still go to, that's why I don't like going to parties and places, because people are drinking beer, and I drink a beer, and nothing goes with a beer like a cigarette, and, you know, next I'm buying a pack of cigarettes, and next I'm buying a six-pack of beer, and I just don't have time for it. And so I am not smoking at this time. And I people see you get over cigarettes when you quit. No, I should ban smoking here at the office. A couple of my people that work with me and the crew smoke, and they go outside and smoke, and I walk by, and I smell it, and I want to just grab their pack of cigarettes and just cram a cigarette in my mouth and start huffing the poison. As if the nicotine isn't bad enough, and all the tar and all the things that are naturally in tobacco and the carbon monoxide, you know, that's the stuff that comes out your tailpipe. There's the hundreds of additives which really make it addictive. They add stuff in there to make the nicotine go quicker across the blood-brain barrier. They add stuff, but that's one thing. You know, at least you get a high out of it. At least you're addicted to it. I mean, it hits the same receptors that cocaine and heroin hit. And I'll admit it. I mean, I don't like drugs, never taken, you know, illegal drugs, other than, I guess, a few times smoking marijuana. Hated the way it made me feel. You know, either giggling like a mindless idiot or getting paranoid. But, I like cigarettes. And I like chewing tobacco. I like cigars. Man, if it's got nicotine in it, baby, I like it. That was another thing. I played baseball. And I mean, you know, back in the day, even when you were in, you know, high school sports, it was the coaches took a blind eye. Not the cigarettes, boy, they'd wring your neck. But chewing tobacco, dip, you'd be spitting it in front of them. They didn't care. Because a lot of them were on it. It is Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We actually have spittoons around here. All right, now my mouth is literally watering. And for someone who doesn't like nicotine, you just don't understand. Yes, I'm a hillbilly, ladies and gentlemen. Talk of Levi Garrett and Redman and spittoons starts making me... Literally, I'm salivating right now. Because I started smoking again for a few months, and I just quit. And then I went back and smoked a few cigarettes the other day, and now I'm... Never, I've never talked about this on air. I don't know why I'm talking about this on air right now. The point is you don't even get an addiction from a cell phone. You don't even get anything from it. And it's much worse than cigarettes from all the studies I've seen. Brain tumors are way up, and it's a cocktail of reasons, but cell phone microwave radiation is part of it. And I've talked to the engineers. I've read the studies on this. These are high-powered radiation emitters. And there's constantly messages between your phone and the tower going off while you are on it. There's constant GPS communications between it. It also is used to track you. The NSA paid $9 billion to, by law, put the hubs in with the cell towers to track you down to 3 feet. The law says 15, but it's accurate down to 3 feet. And in some GPS systems, even closer, depending on how many towers they've got up to triangulation. To be clear, there is not GPS in the phone. It triangulates with the cell towers for GPS. So there's that horrible aspect to it. And I ask the question, why, if we know it's killing us, do I see my wife using the cell phone up to her head? Why do I use it up to my head sometimes? Not as much as I used to. I've cut back. Why do I see you doing it? Why do I see my fellow patriots doing it? If you aren't going to get a wireless set, which then is a little radio link, and supposedly I've looked into those, it's not as bad. Looks like it's pretty safe. Still, you can't have this thing in between your legs. You tend to, when you drive, you tend to stick it between your legs or up in the visor above you or in your pocket. I tend to stick my little razor Motorola in my pocket, and it's about 6 inches away from my reproductive organ. So, again, stop it, listeners. But it just shows how we'll sit here and allow ourselves to be destroyed right in front of our eyes. The borders are open. Houston, Texas is basically Mexico City. So is L.A. So is New York. They're openly saying they're taking over our country and laughing at us. The government's involved opening the gate to do it. We're openly about to start World War III. They're openly overturning the Bill of Rights. But, you know, people aren't doing what they should about that, just like we aren't about cell phones. It is not debated now that by the way, the old cell phones, again, weren't as bad. These new ones shoot out very high-powered microwave radiation. And the article goes on. The findings suggest millions of men may encounter difficulties in fathering a child due to the widespread use of mobile phones, and offers another possible explanation for plummeting fertility levels among British males. Sperm counts among British males, when the study was done, have fallen 29% over the last decade, a drop which has also been blamed on increasing obesity, smoking, stress pollution, gender-bending chemicals, which disrupt the hormone system. Notice how everything that they allow happens to reduce population. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a semi-secret organization called the Council on Foreign Relations was founded in 1921 by Marxist Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was a personal advisor to President Woodrow Wilson? Its objective was to capture the foreign policy section of the State Department to help direct U.S. influence in the overthrow of targeted nations for communism. They were successful in the overthrow of Cuba and the Union of South Africa and many others. They control foreign policy in America this very moment in time. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and how they'll affect you by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All the major studies show dioxins in styrofoam, in plastics that precipitate out, especially when you put food in the bowl, say lasagna, put it in the microwave and nuke it for a minute. Look at me, I'm drinking orange tea right now. Herbal tea, but it doesn't matter, I'm drinking it in a styrofoam cup. Let me drink the female hormones here. You see, this poison's all around us. And it says it right here in the article. The findings suggest millions of men may encounter difficulties in fathering a child through the widespread use of mobile phones and offers another possible explanation for plummeting fertility levels among British males. I notice it says, in the last decade, it's been another 29% drop. Now, if you go pull the actual numbers, British fertility is down 85%. Notice, they just use the last decade. They've been taking sperm counts for 100 years. It is down 80-plus percent, and the United States is down almost 80%. Because we are bathed in estrogen. Why do you think so many men want to act like women and want men and are attracted to men? You know, when they say it's genetic, I don't agree with that. It is hormonal. You see, everything's hormone-driven. Did you know if they give male rats female hormones, they begin to act like females? Again, they know exactly what they're doing. If you've got testosterone pumping in high levels through your blood, it triggers different responses in your olfactory nerve and your brain when you smell a woman. It is the testosterone interactions with drugs, that is natural drugs released by the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland, that makes you then, you know, see her as beautiful and see the traits, the classic oval face, the large eyes, the petite chin, the large mammary glands. Everything is studied for mating, and can she take care of children? Does she have the hips that we see for childbearing? It's an instant analysis. Will she have trouble having children? A woman with small hips statistically is much more likely to have stillbirth or to die herself. I mean, God really knew what he was designing and what he was doing. Well, they pump a bunch of estrogen into the males. They pump a bunch of estrogen into the females. And that just increases their cancer risk. That's why breast cancer is up so high. So the dioxins give them breast cancer. It gives men prostate cancer. It makes men feminine and you know, gives us that depot fat, gives us that feminine fat around our buttocks. And again, I've read all the studies on this. It's so sick. And then people finally go to the doctor and get tested and find out they've got hormone problems. And know they've got a drug for you. Oh, you've got a thyroid problem. Oh, you've got a pituitary problem. Oh, you've got a testicular or an ovarian problem. And it's the cocktail of stuff, not to mention the radiation from the cell phones and then the radiation from the cell towers. Oh, if you think a cell phone is bad, ha ha, you ain't seen nothing yet compared to the towers. And it goes on, the latest study backs up previous research, which included a link between phone use and sperm quality, but it's the largest and best designed to date. U.S. researchers in Cleveland and New Orleans, and doctors in Mumbai, India, looked at more than 360 men undergoing checks at a fertility clinic who were classified in three groups according to their sperm count. Again, there have just been hundreds of these reports. Men who use mobile phones for more than 4 hours a day, and there are people that do that, they live on them, had a 25% lower sperm count than men who never used a mobile phone. And again, we get addicted to this. I have good friends who I know are on the phone 4 hours a day. I know a certain Hollywood star who is. And you tell them, hey, and I'm like a mother, please, if you're going to use it quick, get off quick. If I've got some phone interview that I've forgotten about and I'm going to be on a road trip, I'll pull over to a truck stop where they've got phones, those little phone banks, inside. I'll just go in for an hour, and I'm sorry, wife and kids drive to some nearby park and go play. Because I will not sit there on a cell phone for an hour. In 5 minutes, your brain heats up over 1 degree. Literally, this is your brain on cell phones. We ought to have an ad for that, showing an egg frying like that famous War on Drugs ad. This is your brain, the egg. This is your brain on drugs. Well, this is your brain, and this is your brain on cell phone. And it goes on, the men with the highest usage also had greater problems with sperm quality, with the swimming ability of the sperm, their tails were non-existent, and crucial factor in conception, down by a third from previous numbers a decade ago. It had already plunged by 60% then. They had a 50% drop in the number of properly formed sperm, so it's deforming the DNA, with just one-fifth looking normal under a microscope. Okay? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop using the cell phones. Use a hands-free and keep it away from your body.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog, 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
I'm Alex Jones. You're hearing us via the GCN Radio Network. I'm now doing a Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time via MS Communications, syndicated through the GCN Radio Network from the studios of KLBJ 590 AM. And a lot of stations have shown interest. I know five of them have signed on. But I want to get a lot more than that. So if you're an affiliate out there, please pick us up. Please pick up the Sunday show. I know a lot of you re-air us at night. You can't pick us up live during the day. Why don't you pick us up live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., or rebroadcast it. You can call Genesis and talk to Ted Anderson at Extension 101, and the phone numbers are up there on the website, gcnlive.com. Also, coming up, I hope callers will talk about the cell phone issue, the issue of the hormones in the food, and it's all being done on purpose, ladies and gentlemen. And then we'll talk to, who's up first here? Demetra and Russell and Lewis and Dave and Don and many, many others that are patiently holding. I mentioned this yesterday, but I didn't cover it like I should. U.S. says more GIs may be needed in Iraq. I want to go over that. Also, U.S. naval war games off Iranian coastline, a provocation which could lead to war. Not only is George Washington, the aircraft carrier there, and other aircraft carriers within striking distance, now they're doing war games there. German ministers knew about CIA torture cells. A great article from the Center for Constitutional Rights, really laying out what H.R. 6166 does, for those that still aren't aware of it. And I keep saying I'm going to read Pat Tillman, Kevin Tillman's brother's letter. I haven't done that yet on air. I'm going to do that before our guests join us at the bottom of the next hour. We've got some folks on from Project Censored, the top 25 censored stories of the year, coming out in their 2007 edition, now being released in stores. So that is coming up. One more little program note. Well, really, there's two, and it'd be nice if some of the locals help us promote that. We promote everything else. I'm going to be showing Terror Storm for free at the Unitarian Church here in Austin, Texas. It seats about 300 people, and that's coming up on November 10th at 7 p.m. That'll be here before you know it. That's in a few weeks, and it's 4700 Grover Street, Friday, November 10th, 7 p.m. It's free. Going to be there, give a speech, show the film. They asked me to, sure. And coming up next Tuesday, Halloween, that's the day they asked us to go out there and do it. It's going to be 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Ice House restaurant, a huge video and music store at the corner of Lamar and 6th Street, right across the street from Whole Foods. Plenty of parking there, and their big parking lot are nearby. I hope to see everybody out there. I'll be there signing Terror Storms. And they'll have them in stores there. They're going to be in stores nationwide. They're going to be in, I think, what did he say, over 2,000 stores. They're going to be in all the Virgin Atlantic record and video stores. They're going, what a dinosaur, I said record stores, music stores. They're going to be in all Barnes & Nobles with end caps in the video section. End caps, folks, actual, you know, displays. What a great way to hit the general public. So please, if you want to buy them in stores, call your local stores and ask them right now, hey, are you going to be carrying Terror Storm? Slave Mart obviously doesn't carry my distributor's information. We got the same distributor that put out Outfoxed, really good folks. You can't get the neocons that own Blockbuster to carry it. You might want to call them. But thousands of stores are going to have it. And if they get grabbed off the shelves, even more will get stocked and we'll reach more people. So it's a great tool. So if you want to get those as a present for friends or family this holiday season, this Christmas, we're going to give it as a birthday present. Drop by your Barnes & Noble. Drop by your Virgin Atlantic. Drop by your Hastings. Drop by your Waterloo. We'd be in Tower, but Tower Nationwide just went out of business. But, again, just basically any alternative bookstore, video store, and even some of the big mainline ones, it's going to be there. And while I'm busy plugging, we are carrying America, Freedom to Fascism. The DVD is now out. And it is, it's been expanded from what you saw in theaters. It's got North American Union info in it. It covers the Federal Reserve, the private nature of the IRS, the police state. It's such an important film. America, Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo's film, available via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore Yahoo Shopping Cart that we have up on Infowars.com. We have a deal where you get it for $19.95. For $9.95, you get Terror Storm for a limited time. Terror Storm at half price when you get America, Freedom to Fascism. So be sure and take advantage of that combo deal, available again at Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Get America, Freedom to Fascism, and Terror Storm, both of them, for $29.95, or just get America, Freedom to Fascism for $19.95, or Terror Storm for $19.95. And we're expanding here. I got a huge new project I'm going to be doing in the new year, not just making a new film on the total New World Order plan. This will be my masterpiece. I'm actually shaking thinking about making it because I've got a – it's just such a huge task. And I'm so in love with the project, too. Oh, but we're also launching something huge in the new year. You won't hear about it for a few months, but it's a big development in web attack against the New World Order. And I'm starting a whole new operation there. So capital is needed. Please support us. And please support all of our affiliates out there. Support their sponsors. And please support what we're doing here on the GCN Radio Network. Okay, we're going to go right to your calls after we talk to my good friend Debbie Morrow, because it's made in America. It's the most high-quality water purification systems anywhere. They also have the British-made system. If you like it, they're the national distributor of that. You get a distributor wholesale price when you buy one unit, because they are the manufacturer and the distributor. You're going right to the source. And they support patriotic pro-freedom broadcasts such as this. Debbie, thank you for coming on. The Christmas is approaching. The holidays are approaching, but that's just the reason to get people to take action. The water is full of every toxin you can imagine. Just go look up what the EPA allows in there. And plus, there's dead bacteria in it. The chlorine just kills the bacteria. People need to filter their water if they have any brain. There is Ritalin and Prozac in every major city water supply, the reports are. So there's so many reasons to purify your water. Debbie, tell folks about the Big Berkey line of products.
Hi, thank you for having me, Alex. The Berkey line of products are purification systems that actually remove the pathogenic bacteria, cysts, sediment, parasites. They extract chemicals, including herbicides and pesticides, organic solvents, VOCs, detergents, all kinds of, you know, bad, foul things that are in the water and that are allowed in the water. And so we at Berkey Water Filters want to make them affordable and get one in every home so that people can be drinking good, clean, uncontaminated water. Who wants to poison their family by turning on the tap and just drinking it right from the tap? You can order Berkey Water Filters a couple different ways. You can call our 800 number, which is a toll-free number. It's 1-888-803-4438. Or they can go to our website, which is www.berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BERKEYWATER.com. Or they can even go to the InfoWars or Prison Planet websites, and there's links on there. If you order off of our website, be sure to put that you're an Alex Jones listener, because we do help in supporting your shortwave airtime, and we really are glad to be doing that so that you can get your message
out.
Yeah,
we have a global outreach on shortwave to the planet, and it isn't a profit center, but we do it because we like getting letters from Africa and Asia, and we like reaching the world on the great 100,000-watt transmitters of WWCR, but it truly is a ministry and an outreach, and New Millennium Concepts fits the bill for that of $9,000 a month. So that's purely... In fact, I don't make money from the sponsorship. We just simply are getting the word out, and they're discounting the filters lower than you'll find them anywhere else, because Jim Shepard and the owner of the company, and I know Debbie as well, they're good Christians who know the truth, and they want to support the truth. They're great people, and it's been great having them as sponsors now for almost 6 years, but I was buying their products before they were sponsors. Here's their number, 888-803-4438. 888-803-4438, or you can simply go to BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com and order via the Safe Secure shopping carts, either off my shopping cart or off their shopping cart. And on each shopping cart, tell them what free gift you want, a sports bottle, a filter. It's not a purifier. It just makes it safe to drink. Their big purification systems do that. That's a $30 value free, or the potassium iodide in case of radiological event, or the sheltering in place DVD free. Debbie, thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex, and keep up your good hard work. We appreciate you.
I'll continue to try my best. Thank you, Debbie. Okay, I always get my call list scrambled. And then who's the second caller? Okay, it's Russell. I can't. My system keeps scrambling in here. Whenever I try to use a computer, it messes up. Let's talk to Demetra in Florida, and then Russell and others. Go ahead, Demetra. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, I'm fine. What's on your mind?
Well, first, thanks for waking me up and waking a lot of other people up.
I'm trying my best.
And I've already talked to Jason Burmes. I'm a writer, and so I had the pleasure of talking to him and interviewing him. And
he's a really nice fella, isn't he?
Yeah, he's something else. What really impressed me with the Loose Change guys is they're so young. And, I mean, at that age, I was practically still climbing on trees.
Yeah, I think Corey, like 26, and then Burmes is 24, and...
Dylan is 23, Burmese is 27, and
Burmese is the old one, then. Corey's young, then.
Yeah, but still, that's pretty young. And
I'm not bragging, but I was doing this when I was 19.
That's what I heard, because I actually discovered you after Loose Change.
Yeah, that's why I'm an old buck, man. I'm an old moss back here at 32.
But you were probably wiser. Some people are just wiser at 5 than others are at 50. So it's probably has a lot to do with karma.
I don't know if it's wisdom. I mean, I think it's life experiences. I saw a lot of things most people haven't seen by the time they're 90. So.
Exactly. That's the same experience I have. And at that point, you have to share and you have to help others to see, because you probably had people that you looked up to that opened your eyes. And there's nothing like when you discover a writer or a person or an artist or something like that who kind of you connect to and who takes you out of your small world that, you know, that you're used to.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I did email you a while ago about translating Terror Storm to Turkish, because my publishing company is in Istanbul, and I would love to write a review about the movie and have it distributed in Turkey in the mainstream theaters. And I never got a response to that. So I was wondering, do you have an international distribution deal? Because you're already on Barnes & Noble and all the mainstream stores, I think.
Well, it's going in stores November 1st. Really, you can get it Tuesday night, but it officially launches November 1st. They are going to be distributing it in England and distributing it in the U.S. first. There's such a cost outlay to distribute it in other countries, but if it's successful here, it will be distributed globally. But I am sure that, number one, radio stations, TV stations are saying they can't get in touch with us. What email did you email?
I emailed it to advertising or promotion. What is it? At?
Okay, well why don't you try Kevin? Kevin? At,
Kevin? Okay.
At Infowars.com. Or you could send it to mediaonly@Infowars.com.
Oh, that's what I used.
Okay, well, I don't know why they didn't get it.
Okay.
I just don't have enough money to hire enough people to read. I don't want to discourage emails either, because we wouldn't get any of them if people didn't send them, but I think we had 5,000 in one day once. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, this change has an international distributor, something like Media International or something. Do you have someone like this, or is it still open for example, Turkey? Because that's my biggest...
Yes, I have. I have a distributor, but they're doing the rollout in the United States and in England first.
So there's still a possibility that I can get it distributed in Turkey?
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to work with you. Why don't you contact Gary Badley at disinformation.com? And again, that's a tongue-in-cheek thing. Fox says fair and balanced. You can trust us. They are disinformation. Disinformation right up front says the opposite. It's a play on words. They put out Jim Marr's new 9/11 book. They put out a bunch of other books on 9/11. They put out Outfoxed and a lot of other top videos. Outfoxed, again, 300,000 in stores. So that probably won't happen with us. Their average is about 20,000 in stores. But we'll see what happens. Listen, I really appreciate your call. I got to jump here. Thank you. Just to try to email some of those other email addresses. Let's go ahead. I can't really just have business discussions on air. You know, it kind of get boring. Russell in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I would like to talk about permanent bases around the world versus bringing our troops home and how that's a contradiction.
Sure.
We have permanent military bases. I used to be in the military, been all over the world, been to Kuwait and everywhere.
There's permanent bases in 127 countries and bases, former bases, bases they've built that have other troops that are paid bivouac there in 170.
Yes, sir. What I want to know, whenever they show you on TV this scripted out movie that they play, like invading Iraq and everything, like whenever they say that we all came home and we won against Saddam Hussein, we really didn't come home. That was just a movie that you saw on the TV because we was all still there and we haven't ever left.
Well, that's right. About half the troops came back immediately and others later. But, yeah, they've always stayed there, and you're right. They have a...
We have been bombing those people since 1990.
Well, I think they deserve to be being bombed in 5 trillion years, sir.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we've bombed because they're evil. They're devil people. I heard it on Fox News.
And
I mean, take this. 4.5 billion year half-life DU all over the country. But we've been bombing them for 15 years now, since 1991. Early 1991 was the invasion. Here we are in 2006, about to be 2007. So fully 15 years. They've gone from 25 million to 22.5 million. Literally, a couple million people missing. Stay there. I'm going to let you finish up on the other side, compadre. Come back at the final segment of this hour, and we'll get to continue with your calls into the next hour. It's disgusting. And I'll break down what really happened in Iraq, the truth of it, when we get back on the other side. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
My friends, I'm glad that you were able to join us today. Before I go back to the caller, let me just comment on Iraq. This is what happened simply and succinctly. The British went in almost 90 years ago, broke the country up, carved it out of what had originally been dominated by Persia, and they then had huge revolutions and were repulsed out of the country, and the Ba'athists came to power. That was in the 50s. The British lost control, obviously, long before World War II. They were driven out, what, in like 1920, was it? But the point is, the Ba'athists got in the 50s. They were building up Iraq, first world country. It's where a lot of mathematics and language were developed. And very civilized, pro-West, international city, and people were traveling there. They didn't. It was Jews, Christians, all living in peace. Globalists couldn't have that. And they'd already overthrown Iran and put the Shah in 53, and in 54, they went in and hired a young army officer who was only 18 years of age from a prominent family out of Tikrit, and he'd, again, gone right in and already become an officer within a year. And by the time he was 19, he was recruited into the Central Intelligence Agency. This is mainstream news, by the way, and brought to Egypt for 2 years of training. Demolition, intelligence, torture, signals, assassination, and the big strapping, 6'5 Iraqi was sent back, given total CIA and MI6 funding. A reign of terror ensued, and from, 57 until 69, he killed one president, wounded another, killed hundreds of people personally. I mean, an incredible James Bond type. Saddam Hussein is a total bad butt. And so he went around as a globalist officer, did all sorts of heroic efforts for our country to destroy the freedom in Iraq. And they told the government, okay, the reign of terror and assassinations will stop if you make Saddam Hussein the head of Ba'athist security. And they actually were so afraid, they let him be the head of Ba'athist security. And in 79, 10 years later, they staged a coup, and Saddam Hussein became the head of the Ba'ath Party. They then gave him $30-plus billion. He attacked Iran, killed 1.2 million Iranians conservatively, was given chemical, bioweapons, you name it. He met with one of his good buddies he'd known from intelligence, Rumsfeld. It's always the same. And, you know, giving the weapons, the video of all that, it's all admitted. And then they told him to attack Iran. They told him, go ahead and attack Kuwait. They were slant drilling. April Gillespie said, we don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. We have a defense pact with you, not with Kuwait. This is all on video. He said, thank you, and smiled and attacked 5 days later. Suddenly, instead of calling him Saddam Hussein, he was calling him Saddam, which means basically homosexual or one that has sex with camels. And that's really what it translates. It translates into bestiality / homosexuality in Arabic. And it's a slang in that area of the world. And he couldn't basically, save face, so they attacked him, drove him out, and for 15 years have been bombing him with uranium bombs. And over 2 million have died since then, 600 and something thousand just in the last few years. And that's major medical institutions here doing analysis. And good old boys running around with pot bellies, laughing and giggling, loving it on Fox News and the radio. When the very same government's going to take your freedoms too, Bubba. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Dad!